social capacity, grew up in Panama, and who graduated from civil engineering from UCT in 1962. Throughout his career, he specialized mainly in water service engineering, and he describes how much has changed in the industry since he started work.
A lot of the areas, rural areas, have that didn't get regional schemes, they set up their own group schemes. That was a new initiative that was started in the 60s. And the locals would get together and set up a committee and put in a scheme, get a local engineer to design a scheme for them.
Yeah.
Now, they were always fairly basic. There was very little treatment in them. They'd normally kick the water from a river or a well or... preferably a well, but sometimes from a lake, which, you know, the standard wouldn't be great. And there was nobody to operate them. Like, I remember the first one when I looked at one time, the water was coming from a lake with no treatment, and I saw the remains of a chlorination plant there, and I said, how long is that, how does that work? Ah, that never worked. It was there for years. Nobody knew how to work it, really. So government got together, had to do something about it, and we got involved to come up with a project to deal with that. And actually, County Monaghan was taken as a prototype, because there were quite a number of large schemes there, and we did the first lot of rural schemes, which were all done on the basis that a contractor would be invited in to design the scheme, the treatment plant, and run it for 20 years.
I see.
And that worked.
Yes.
So it's been all over the country now. We've done them various places. We've done them in Cavan, we've done them in Leitrim, and a few other consulting engineers have done them in other places, like I think the Galway consultants did most of the ones in Galway and Mayo.
Which you were in there.
We were first. In there, yeah, yeah. We did the first one. I did the first report, and it just happened to be I'm from Monaghan, so I was well enough.
Now, it is hard to believe that in 1953 that the Galway City water supply had no treatments at all, only chlorination. It was an inlet from the Corrib, with a roughing screen and fine screen that had to be cleaned by hand, and the water was chlorinated and pumped into the reservoir and distributed from there. But at this stage in 1950, they were putting in a new treatment plant. And Hubert O'Connor was the consulting engineer, and Sherman Richard, who was the retired professor, was joint consulting engineer with them on this project. Because it was a sizable project in those days. Now, the project, it's something you wouldn't see nowadays, but it consisted of 9 pressure filters, steel, cylindrical, horizontal pressure filters, 24 foot long and 8 foot diameter. The first 3 were roughing filters, rough gravel. And the second 6, next 6 were sand filters. And that's where the water was, and then the water was chlorinated by and after that. Now, we had to build all this, and I worked on the drawings for all of that.
So, John, in the 1980s, then, who were you actually working for?
Were you working for yourself?
No, I was an associate partner in a practice called Rooney McLaughlin Associates. It was a practice established by a man called Kevin McLaughlin and Dermot Rooney, who were both chief engineers out in Rokecreek. Precast company, in fact. So it's interesting I ended up in a consulting engineering practice whose background were in precast concrete.
So you never left it?
Yes, yes, you're dead right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So where were you based?
Based up in Terenure, and there were a number of consulting engineering practices based up around that area. You had Barry's down in Dartry, and Maloney and Miller was another one across the road from us. So there were engineering practices of about sort of 40, 50 people at that time.
Yes, my first job was with O'Connell and Harley Consulting Engineers in Cork, and they gave me a job to survey a 40-acre site for the proposed regional hospital. And they gave me a labourer and a theodolite labourer to hold the staff, and I remember I think I was on £6 a week, and the labourer was on something like £6, six and eightpence a week. That was my first job. But it was interesting because I remember taking about 2,000 readings with the theodolite, and I went back in and reduced them to and produced contours, 1 foot contours. And my boss then said, "Oh, hold on a minute," when I plotted it, and he produced a drawing of the next field, and of course my contours were meant to meet with the contours in the next field, and thank God they did, so they offered to keep me there for several years, 2 years I think later.
And the amount of religious work we got from nuns, it was just unreal. And I'll give you one very funny story to show you the esteem Robert Jacob was held in. We were doing this convent up in Ballymann.
Oh, yeah.
So you go all the way up to Ballymann, and I used to drive up, and Robert would sit in the car, and I'd drive all the way up, and you'd meet the Reverend Mother, and then you'd meet she had her convent being built, you see, and then the builder, Noel Heavey, the architect, famous architect in Athlone, you go to the meeting, and the nun now was getting kind of upset, to say it politely, that they were telling her all fibs, you know, like that, you know, it'll be done this week, done that week. And she's getting fed up with all this. And she just turns around to Robert Jacob. "Mr. Jacob," she says, "you don't tell lies. Would you please tell me when the building will be finished?" And that was the kind of reputation Robert had.